I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Perez and left Schmeichel. That is an outstanding goal from a magnificent player enjoying the season of his life, Robert Perez.
Welcome to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast with me, Dan Roebuck. On today's show, we're focusing on the great Robert Perez. Rhys Nelson meets Robert for a masterclass, and I speak to Josh James for some Perez memories. But let's kick off by hearing from the man himself.
Yes, it's true. I'm a Madrid fan since a long, long time because my mom, she's Spanish, and her family, all the members, they follow Real Madrid. Of course, my first idol was my dad, and after it was Mitchell. And Mitchell, he was for me one of the best midfield in the world, but I think in Europe. And at this moment, I say, wow, this guy is very good. I want to be like him. I want to be a professional because Mitchell is very good. For me, he was a very good example. So he used to play for Madrid. So that's why I follow since a long, long time Real Madrid.
What was it about Mitchell's game that you liked so much?
It was elegant on the field, very good technique, very good vision, very good ability with the ball. And I said, wow, I love this guy because he plays simple. The feeling with him, he was good. And I said, look, I want to be like a Mitchell in few years.
There's an amazing story about how you were tricked into wearing a Madrid shirt just before you joined Arsenal. What happened then?
It was the summer 2000. And for me, it was very difficult because Arsenal and Real Madrid, they say, yeah, we want Perez. And one day, I meet the Spanish journalist and I wear the Madrid shirt. And some journalists, they pickle the picture because all the people, especially in Spain, they say, yeah, it's nice because Perez, he will sign for Real Madrid. But the problem, 2 or 3 days after this, the picture, I call Arsene Wenger, and it changed my mind. So that's why I signed for Arsenal. And for me, I think it was the best decision in the 2000, yeah.
So the journalist just said, oh, hey, Robert, just put this on.
Yes.
Did you think this could be bad or...?
No, because for me, the first destination, it was Madrid. You know, because Madrid is, even now, is one of the best clubs in the world. And some people, after my decision, especially in my family, they say, wow, Robert, are you crazy? Because Madrid is the best club in the world. And I say, yeah, maybe. But I call Arsene Wenger, I talk a lot with him, and he changed my mind. So that's why I signed for Arsenal in 2000. And I think it was a great decision, yes.
You played in the game that Thierry scored in at the Bernabeu in 2006.
Of course.
I mean, that's, I think, one of Arsenal's finest performances. What do you remember about that?
I think it's one of the best goals I never ever see. Yeah, of course, especially in Bernabeu against Real Madrid. The squad, it was unbelievable. The call or the nickname for Madrid, it was the Galacticos. Figo, Roberto Carlos, Beckham, Zidane. So Arsenal, it was a great, outstanding, I think, performance.
Do you remember watching Thierry pick up the ball? It's early in the second half.
Yes.
And he goes from the halfway line. Where were you and what did you see? Do you remember watching it unfold?
Yes, I remember because Thierry picked up the ball very far away from the target and he turned and he go alone. one dribbling, two, three. I was behind Thierry, but it was it was very difficult to follow Thierry because he was very fast. But yeah, Thierry was an amazing player. But so that's why I repeat, he was, I think, one of the best goal for Arsenal. Yeah.
Let's hear from another Arsenal insider on the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Well, Josh James was a regular reporter for Arsenal back in the day, not exactly when Robert Pires joined the club, but soon after. But obviously, Josh, as an Arsenal fan, you remember when Pires signed for the club, and it was off the back of obviously France's successful European Championship campaign. How excited were you when he joined Arsenal?
Yeah, he joined a year before me, actually, came to the club in 2000, and I came in 2001. But I remember, as a fan, Arsenal needed a missing piece at that time. We'd been the nearly team, hadn't we, for a couple of years. 99, we were runners-up. 2000, we were runners-up. UEFA Cup final. Marc Overmars had left. We needed a bit of magic. To be honest, at the time, we thought it was a good signing, but was he going to be... I mean, we had no idea. We didn't know how he would turn out, certainly as good as he was. And those first few weeks, it looked like, actually, he's probably not... The league's not going to be right for him. I remember he sat on the bench for the first game that season.
Was this away at Sunderland, was it? Or?
It was, yeah. And the manager said to him, "Let's just sit and watch this one." And
Sunderland away.
Yeah, he was obviously raring to go, thinking, OK, I'll watch it, but I've been... You know, I think I could play in this team. And then 45 minutes in, you're thinking, right, am I in the right place? Can I tear up this contract before I've even started? But then he grew to love it, and I think it helped. Obviously, we had Patrick Vieira, we had Thierry Henry, we had Sylvain Wiltord, players like this who he knew from the national team. And they said to him, no, look, you can be a success here. And it didn't take long. I think he scored his first goal against Lazio, which is a great goal in the Champions League. And a few months into it, we realised we had a player on our hand, but it was the following season, really, when he kicked on.
Do you think he would have been as successful if it wasn't for the likes of Vieira and Henry, who were at the club? Obviously, Arsene Wenger had faith in him, but it is a culture shock, and certainly was then, it still is now, to a lesser extent. But, you know, if he hadn't have had that helping hand in the dressing room and on the pitch with those French players, it might have been different for him.
Yeah, because he was a fairly understated, quiet character off the pitch. So I think he did need... There was very close, the French guys at that time, because they would be together all week with Arsenal, and then they would travel together with the national team. So they would spend a lot of time together. I think he did need those players around him. Would have been very different without them, because he wasn't that sort of boisterous character who could go into a dressing room... as you would imagine, I don't know, a Cantona would have done and just said, look, I'm the man here. He was happy to be almost, not second fiddle, but Thierry Henry was the star of that team, wasn't he? Patrick Vieira was the captain. So he was happy to be a supporting role, but a pretty major supporting role.
What type of player was he for those that didn't watch him play in his pomp at Arsenal? I remember when I first started commentating, this was in 2003 for Arsenal, played on that left-hand side, but he almost played as a foil sometimes to Thierry Henry as well. And I'm not quite sure he played the same role for the French national side, or indeed when he was at Marseille, or indeed when he left the club. He seemed to fit into what Arsene Wenger wanted to do brilliantly.
Yeah, he started on the left mainly, and he was the sort of attacking link between... We had Ashley Cole as well, who loved to get forward on the left. And those three, because Thierry Henry would drift out wide off and from his centre-forward position. Those three on the left combined superbly. And he would come in right-footed, mainly could score with his left foot as well, but would often pop up at the far post and score. He was a fantastic finisher, which people...
He scored a lot of goals, didn't he?
Scored, 84 goals in his Arsenal career. But he could have been... He had some seasons where he scored 17, 18, 19 goals. He had the strike rate of a centre-forward, but he loved to get up and down as well. I remember interviewing him and asked him that exact question. So what is your role in the team? Is it a free role? And he said, I'm an attacker. I'm an attacker. That was it. He just wanted to attack wherever he played. He loved playing midfield because he said he can get up and down as well. He liked to constantly be moving with his distinctive running
style.
Very
distinctive gait, didn't he?
The sort of a duck-like waddle that he had. But it was effective. He was in the right place at the right time, and as I say, a great finisher, but also a creator. And in the 01-02 season, was the leading assist man as well. So a perfect Arsene Wenger player, because he did everything.
You obviously spoke to him over the years. You give us a little bit of an insight there as to what his character was. Henri was very much a leader. Patrick was the captain. We didn't see too much of Robert in the press. He didn't seem to do too much that you'd see on television. He didn't do too many English interviews, even though I believe his English was OK.
Yeah, I what think better than he let
was
on.
He, yeah. What sort of a bloke was he when you spoke to him?
He was quite an understated. He was strange because he didn't court the media, but he hosted his own radio show for a couple of years while he was at Arsenal. Back in France, he was a host of a talk radio station. So he was comfortable, I think, speaking French, which wasn't great for me when I first started. But I remember, actually, we used Thierry Henry as a translator a couple of times in interviews, because back in those days for the matchday programme, our interviews weren't recorded, weren't filmed. So we used some of the French boys to help out. He was never... he never shied away from it, but it wasn't his main thing. I mean, Thierry loved to talk, could talk all day long about football, whereas Robert Pirès was very understated, very modest. I remember asking him about his favourite goals, and he was just saying, you know, it's about the team, and whether that was just because he was almost slipped into cliche when he spoke English, he was much happier expressing himself in French, I know that, and we eventually did use... French journalist to interview him, and he gave some great quotes in his native tongue.
Talk about favourite goals in just a second. You mentioned that 0001 campaign, all the assists. 0102, of course, he was injured. Coming into the new year in a cup game against Newcastle, arguably, maybe not arguably, he was at the peak of his powers. He missed the World Cup finals with France, but that season he was sensational.
Oh, and that was... it was a big shock when he got injured. It was a replay at Highbury against Newcastle, and it's, you know, you'll never know, but if we had just managed to finish the job at St James's Park, we'd never have played that game. And Arsene Wenger said afterwards, I shouldn't have played him. I knew I shouldn't have played him. He was in the red zone, as Arsene liked to say, but you couldn't leave him out of the team. You could just, at that time, he was scoring, he was assisting, he was winning games on his own in a team, let's not forget, that had Thierry Henry, Dennis Bergkamp, Patrick Vieira. It was a team of stars, yet he was still... was still transcending that and was one of the best players in the team. That injury, we didn't know how bad it was at the time because it was a cruciate. It wasn't a leg break or didn't look shocking. I think I remember actually he walked away from the stadium, and it was only afterwards when the scan came through that we realised this is bad. He missed the rest of the season, but he'd done enough. Done enough to win the league for Arsenal, win the double for Arsenal, and to win Player of the Year, Football Writers Player of the Year. And there was that scene at the end when the trophy was presented, all his teammates bowing down to him. And that shows you just, you know, when Dennis Bergkamp's bowing down to you, that shows you just how good he was.
He was a fantastic player. He's obviously part of the legend situation now at Arsenal. We've seen him around the club over the course of the last few years. Has he changed at all? What has he done over the last few years? Is he a different type of character? Will he go down as an Arsenal legend amongst the supporters, do you think? What's your general reflection now on Robert?
I think he'll be in most people's starting 11, wouldn't he? All-time 11 for an Arsenal legends lineup from this generation, certainly. I mean, there's a lot of competition there, but he's become part of the furniture, isn't he, Arsenal? He left to go to Villarreal and then Aston Villa, but he came back to train a lot, and I think he was such a great influence on the players here that Arsene Wenger liked having him around. He wanted to stay fit originally, Robert Pirès, but then he thought, actually, I like this lifestyle. I like maybe some informal coaching, some advice to the younger players. He was always there as an example, and the fans have seen him. He's been around in the Legends games. He's been one of the best players,
best
isn't he?
Best performance, yeah, absolutely.
He scored last year, didn't he? And we'll get a chance to see him again this year in the Legends game.
Indeed we will. Final couple of points of order before we wrap it up. Favourite Robert Pirès goal, and describe the player in one word.
Well, his goal, I mean, well, they're both difficult questions because, as I said, he scored more than 80 goals for Arsenal, and then... they were mostly crackers, weren't they? I think the ones that spring to mind, the lob at Villa, the goal at Anfield, which is the one that he said was his favourite. But for me, it's got to be end of 04 season, White Hart Lane, when he scores to make it 2-0. It wasn't his greatest goal, but it was end of a flowing move, first-time finish again. But it was the moment when you thought, we're going to win the league today. We're going to win the league against Spurs. And that would be my favourite goal for him. A word to describe him... classy, maybe. Just everything he did was, he was a class above most of the opposition, but the way he moved, the way he finished, the way he played and the way he was off the pitch as well.
Josh, thanks for your insights into Robert Pires. Not the only player, of course, that you can talk at length at, and of course with intelligence and confidence, and lots of stats about all the players can be found in a book that you're working on.
That's right, yes. I'm going to print very soon, actually. It's called The Arsenal, The Complete Record, out by Dika Burton Books in October. But if you pre-register now on Dika Burton website, you can get your name in the back of the book by if you pre-order it. You'll be printed alongside all the other luminaries in Arsenal's long history. So, yeah, that's coming out soon.
And just tell us a little bit about the book.
So it's called The Complete Record, and that's exactly what it is. Every season from Arsenal, including the war seasons, every lineup, every player, everything you can imagine. It's a comprehensive book, runs to about 600 pages, I think. I'm just in the midst of proofing it at the moment, which is... taking
a task.
But it's enjoyable, and it's once it's out there, hopefully it'll give a very comprehensive reflection of Arsenal's history to date.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Reece Nelson will be aiming to emulate the success Robert had on our left wing. And earlier this year, he was able to take part in a very special masterclass with the Frenchman.
Past, present. Masterclass. Robert, when he was on the left and you had a defender in front of you, how did you know, like, when he was going to try attack you or dive in? What skills did you use to get past him? I saw you, like, a little bit of a drop the shoulder. Yeah, now and then. Used to get down. Depend on your, yeah, on the, depend on the feeling. If, yeah, if the defender is in front of me, they have the ball, I have a small advantage because yeah. I can go on the right, yeah, but I can go on the left.
Yeah.
In the defender, you don't know, because I think I'm like you. I'm very, on my time, I was very fast with the ball. But for the defender, it was very difficult. So yeah. For me, it was, when you have two possibilities, it's perfect.
Yeah.
That's why for the defender, it was like a trouble, because of course, he know you, so he say, okay, Pires or Nelson, he can go on the right, on the left.
Yeah.
So what's happened for me?
I don't know what to do.
Exactly. For me, it depends on you, on your possibility, on the feeling. If you are very good, if you are on the good moment, if you play very well.
Confidence,
exactly.
It all matters,
exactly. You can go on the right, you can go on the left, you can make a very good skills. It's perfect, but you need to try. When you are 1v1, 1v1, you need to try always. You can lose the ball, I don't care.
You can miss the ball, I don't care.
How long do you try?
Yeah, you need to try, because when you play on the left or on the right, yeah, the most important is to try, and in one moment, you can find the solution.
Yeah.
And if you find the solution, it's perfect for you, because you can give the good assist,
yeah,
or you can score. It's perfect. But don't forget, try every moment.
I will, yeah.
Always you need to try, yeah. Because you have a good talent, because you have a very good skills, you're very fast, you have a good ability, right, left. So you need to try, always. Keep this on your...
Thank you very much.
On your mind. No, it's a pleasure, it's a pleasure.
He's done it this time!
What an extraordinary way to win the title.
When an irresistible force meets an old immovable object, something's got to give.
Roebuck versus.
This week's opponent is David Hillier.
We have got, of course, our quizmaster in chief, that is Arsenal media producer and, of course, podcast weekly producer Liam Roberts. Liam, you're on quiz duty. Hit us with this week's quiz.
Okay, so do you guys remember Price is Right?
Yes.
You bet kind of style-y.
Yes.
So this week we're talking about Robert Pirès. It's the Robert Pirès special on the Arsenal Weekly podcast. So it's a Robert Pirès question.
Okay,
come on, Bobby.
See, you know him. This is a
he
cheat.
He merely gave me an assist in
because
a game.
You know him.
It.
You know him.
The assist.
Listen, this is a cheat.
So there are 20 possible answers to this question. We're going to go back and forth. You can bid how many of these you think you can get until someone makes the other one go. The question is, Robert Pirès scored against 20 different teams in the Premier League.
Okay.
I want to know how many of those teams can you name. So let's start with David here. Opening bid, how many do you reckon you can get out of the 20?
Seven,
straight off the bat. Dan, do you reckon you can get more, or are you going to make David go?
I can get nine.
Nine, straight away.
You can't see this, but Dan's wearing shades. I can't see his poker eyes. But he's got a poker laugh.
Come on.
Ten.
He scored against 20. So, you know, this is the Robert Pirès era. We surely can do better than 10. I'm going to go 11. Okay. Let's get the bidding
going. Yeah, let's go then. Let's go. 14.
14? Big.
14. I'm just going to name every team I know that played in the Premier League.
Yeah, but hang on a minute. You know, if you get one wrong,
if you get
then
one
you're
wrong, you're out.
That, you didn't say that in the beginning.
Well,
okay,
this
I know.
Is,
I know.
This,
no, I'm in it to win it.
This,
suddenly, like you said, there's 20 teams.
Hang on. Suddenly it's got very difficult.
Yeah, he's doubled his bid in two goes.
Hang on a minute. So you go 14 fan out of the 20 you scored against the Robert Pirès era, which is the 90s through until the 2000s when he left for Villarreal. Fantastic players. If you reckon that you can get 14, go for your life, 14, without making a mistake, or you have one mistake?
No mistakes.
No mistakes
just all
at
in.
All in.
Okay, that's fine.
Go.
Okay then, so.
So, we're going to go. City.
One sec. I need to tip these off my list. Correct.
That's a good shout, by the way, City, because I wouldn't have said City.
Liverpool.
Correct.
I would have got that.
Everton.
Correct.
Come on, Tom.
Man U.
No,
he's messed
no,
it already.
No,
he's
no,
got...
No, no.
Not in the Premier League.
Not in the Premier League.
So
I took Man U out and said Blackpool. Would I have been in
Blackpool? No,
you were one of my outsiders.
No, oh, no,
come on,
be right.
One's a very famous one.
Dave,
how many?
You've gone on.
Well, Tottenham.
Yeah, Tottenham.
You've gone on three, though, already. You've already lost.
You've gone on three. You've gone on three. Does that mean I win 14-0? Hang on, which of the ones are we missing, then?
By default, you've won it already.
I've won it already.
So Dan's got the point.
I've got the points. What about the rest of them?
Okay, you could have had Aston Villa.
Villa, yeah, because you played for Villa as well.
Birmingham.
Probably would have got Birmingham.
West Ham. West Ham. Yep, you had West Ham.
We had Tottenham, didn't we?
Yep, you had Tottenham.
Must have scored against Chelsea.
Did score against Chelsea, one goal?
Stoke.
No, because Stoke went in the Premier League. Stoke went in the Premier League, yeah.
Never scored against Stoke.
Blackburn.
Blackburn he did. Blackpool he didn't.
Yeah. You've got to think of his era. This is where it's tricky.
There's a good one. Southampton he scored six goals against. Tottenham he scored seven. Middlesbrough seven.
Okay, what about someone like Newcastle? He did score against
Newcastle.
Newcastle
he did, yeah.
Yeah, he was injured against Newcastle.
Yeah.
Awful injury.
Derby?
Derby, yes. Derby? You could have had Derby. Dave, you're coming up with all of these. You should have come up with first.
Lost. How many we're missing?
Loads. Just loads.
We can't be missing that many. If there's 20, we're missing, what, about four or five? Six?
And the rest.
Seven?
Yeah.
I still can't believe
what about Leeds?
Leeds, he scored against Leeds.
I'm going to have to rattle through a load of names.
Fulham, he scored against Fulham. He scored against Middlesbrough.
QPR.
Didn't score against QPR.
QPR.
Scored against Norwich.
Ipswich, Norwich, yeah.
Didn't score against Ipswich. Southampton scored loads. Wigan.
Northwest, Wigan.
Bolton. That's it. That's all of them.
Well, that's full time on today's pod. Thanks to all of our contributors. You can help us by subscribing to the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you never miss an episode. And while you're there, why not leave us a review? We'll be back next week when we'll be focusing on the man between the sticks and all things goalkeeping.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.